Sipton Corporation in Lancaster says they expect to create 18 full-time positions and generate more than $1.2 million in new payroll from the new location project in Lancaster. The company builds commercial service truck bodies, and a 1.16% six-year job creation tax credit was approved for the project. 23-year-old Cameron Moore of Mount Vernon has been sentenced to life without parole for the deaths of two people last month in a terrace apartment building. Moore is accused of pacing around with a baseball bat before entering the apartment and killing the two victims with that bat. Moore was apparently homeless and was on video pacing outside the apartment. The Southwest Licking Community Water and Sewer District is keeping a close eye on drought conditions and has asked customers to begin voluntary water restrictions. Watering lawns, gardens, and landscaping should be restricted to even number addresses on even number days and odd number addresses on odd number days. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Hebron has decided not to purchase the historic Hebron Elementary School building and have given up a $25,000 deposit. The decision not to buy the building came after the council already made an offer to the district. Now the building goes back to the Lakewood School District. The Cocosing River Roundup collected three 10-yard and one 20-yard roll-off containers and collected 44 tires during the September 14th event. Numbers were down a little bit this year, but organizers credit Friends of Cocosing, a volunteer group that cleaned the river and access points this spring. The trash collected goes back to the Ohio EPA for recycling. The tires will become tire mulch. Narine Nanotech says they'll create 50 full-time jobs, generating $3 million in new payroll as a result of the company's new location project in Hebron. The company makes customized printing equipment, including displays and metal wiring layer printing. They got a 1.24% seven-year job creation tax credit for the project. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.